Hello, everybody. Welcome to One for the Future, our regular look at all things Liverpool Academy. And what an exciting time it's been up at Kirby. In this episode, we're going to be talking all things UEFA Youth League. We're going to be looking at two strikers who are pushing each other on to greater heights every week, it seems. And we're going to be talking about a 16-year-old whose name you'll want to remember and one we could, we think, be seeing in the Liverpool first team in the next couple of years. Joining me today, I'm Andy Kelly, and with me is two regular One for the Future correspondents. We've got Neil Jones from Goal. Hi, Jonesy.
All right. Okay.
And we've got Glenn Price from
Hello,
ESPN.
Andy.
You all right, mate? And look, we're going to start with the UEFA Youth League. While we were all full of nerves for Anfield this week as Liverpool got through to the last 16 of the Champions League, the under-19 team were in a similar group, in exactly the same group, to try and get through in the UEFA Youth League. Came down to the last game and they had to beat Napoli at St Helens to go through, just like Liverpool at Anfield, and they did that, but rather more comfortably, with a 5-0. Jonesy, given the progress of this group, they deserve to go through and find themselves in that draw come February.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they had the chance, didn't they? They've had two bites at the cherry. They could have gone through with a point in Paris a couple of weeks ago, and obviously last night, or yet last afternoon, the job was there. But I think watching the first game between the two sides, I think Liverpool were clearly a better side than Napoli. Glenn and I were up at Kirby back end of last week speaking to Barry, and he said, you know, Barry Luthers, that is the manager, saying that he expects a better Napoli, but he also said they're running into a better Liverpool, and clearly from the resultant performance, that was going to be the case. And it's always nice, isn't it, you know, when it doesn't go down to last minute heroics from goalkeepers to get you through to the knockout stages.